My name is Jonette Gay, and I'm the pastor of Otterbein United Methodist Church. I have with me today our media specialist.
Hi, Jason Burgess.
And we want to talk and we want to listen. Our faith is seen and understood in many topics. We're glad you've tuned in today to Hey Hey, anybody listening?
Hi, Jonette.
Hi, Jason.
It makes me very sad that your voice there that we just heard is probably going to change.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Last podcast. I'm so glad we've done this.
Me too.
Jason, I don't know how many we've done, but it's been...
It's like 40, 45, somewhere around there.
Oh, yeah.
We hit 1,000 listeners just a week ago. So.
Okay. It's been a fun thing. Not too much setup that people can't see, but we just have a microphone and a computer, don't we?
Yeah, just waiting for the computer to open up is usually the problem.
Sure.
Right? Yeah.
And then we're good to go.
Well, yeah.
I thought we could talk a little bit about transitions and grief and saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye can be such a sad word, but in a way it can also be good, especially if it's people you love, because it's good to be loved and it's good to love. And grief when someone dies is certainly different from grief when I'm moving. I mean, I'm not dying. And mm-hmm. So I'm still around and I hope to see people again. When I was in high school, my pastor was leaving in January. Usually our transition is in July, but this happened to be middle of the year. And I remember being very sad. I was very close to the pastor, and I went to school, senior year of high school, and the English teacher was out, so she gave some busy work. And, you know, sometimes there's, you know, it's not going to be graded, so when you're mm-hmm. that young, you're tempted to just not do it, and who cares? And she had us looking up words, the origin of the word, I remember, and one of the words she had us look up was goodbye. And the origin of goodbye is a contraction for God be with you. Mm. And that meant so much to me because I thought, you know, God is always with us. So it got shortened through the years. And mm-hmm. instead of saying goodbye, saying God be with you, it got down to goodbye. And that just made me think of what's eternal and what's temporal. And I think when I see how much we love someone and it doesn't stop at death or it doesn't mm-hmm. stop when they move, that makes me realize there's something that's eternal. There's something that is going on, and God's not going to stop loving us just because we get another job or move to another location or even die, because that love continues. So mm-hmm. I found that just was sort of a blessing when I think of leaving this church.
Well, I mean, I always think about that as well. That it's never goodbye if you are a believer. There's an eternity that we believe in, and Jonette, you're there in that eternity. So maybe we won't see you around here, but I don't know. I feel good about remembering friends that I was close to, and happy that it's only physical proximity that separates us.
Yes.
I know that when I see those people again, it'll be as if no time has passed.
And, right.
I know, Jonette, you are that for many people here in our congregation. And I'll say that that's true for me. I mean, I haven't known you terribly long. It's been almost 2 years now. And, you know, when I first came to the church, I was worried about things like Christian nationalism and all of that stuff. And I hadn't been in a church in many years. The moment that I met you, I was like, you know what? This was somehow destiny, you know?
Maybe God had a hand in it.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it sure was a blessing to have you as a part of our media specialist. And anything that you didn't know, you learn. There's always YouTube, isn't there?
Yeah, I thank you for, I wanted to do some kind of podcast work in the back of my mind. And when you said, let's do a podcast. I was like, all right, I guess that means I'm going to do it. And you won't be forgotten in this podcast for sure, because you picked the name and the music. And
well, I'm just enamored by conversations. I think people have something to say, and it's so interesting to me to interview people. So I've appreciated the way we have interviewed so many different people for different reasons, and everybody has a story. Mm-hmm. So I think it's such a good, you know, the StoryCorps is a great program where they record people's life stories. Mm-hmm. And I love that thought of everyone has having a story and listening to their story. So I do hope you'll continue. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I love the church. And so don't make me cry, but it's been a great experience.
Well, I look forward to the day when we have you back as a guest, and we get to tell this whole story again about the podcast beginning. You know, maybe this is 5-6 years now.
Oh, there we go. We've got a plan. We got a date. It's a date.
When everybody's listening to it, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, I think that there's so many that I've listened to with different people interviewed through the years. And I hope that we can continue to just let this be a vehicle for others' voice, for other people to have a voice and share what's going on in their heart.
So do you think you'll do some more work like this?
Sure. I hope to start that right away when I get to media, which is an interesting word, isn't it? Media. You could be our specialist in media.
Yeah.
Since that's your title. Mm-hmm. Yes, I hope to start it right away, maybe this summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they need any help. They have you have a reference for them to go back or to...
I could say Jason Burgess, he knows. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, you can say, here, listen to this. This is a podcast I was doing.
And, that's true. We can't. They're out there, aren't they?
Well, that's good. We'll promote your podcast with ours then. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a deal. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I'm trying to figure out how to say goodbye, but it's also, change can be very good. I think all of our emotions teach us something, and maybe the sadness, the thing it teaches is letting go, and things that we have to let go to allow for something new. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, there's something just like, you know, about the way things are going to be changing here already with the new shelter coming in and all of that stuff. It's like somehow it's good all the changes happening in the same moment. Because yes, I feel like things are going to be very different around here, especially not having your complete compassion and I don't know, warm heart.
Oh, thank you, Jason. I so appreciate that.
Oh well, it's something I appreciate, and I know many of our members appreciate it. The following is a poem written by Sue Trapnell entitled Our Yellow Rose of Texas. In the bleak midwinter, frosty winds made moan. We were looking for a pastor that we could call our own. Then the yellow rose of Texas came sweeping in the door. She truly was a gift from God. Thanks be forevermore. She charmed our hearts and fed our souls, as her accent we learned was sweet to behold. She nurtured us, challenged us, sometimes astonished us. Her smile was contagious, her laughter was outrageous. Through sermons and prayers, retreats and book studies, our faith was expanding, her energy demanding that we have a new vision for being inclusive. Although in our world, this was somewhat elusive, there are no words to say enough of how we all will miss her. She leaves us with a treasure trove of memories to have and hold. She leaves us with our blessings, although we're all confessing. It is with a tear and a heartfelt promise, she'll always be the rose among us.
So glad you were with us today, and I hope you'll tune in again as we listen to one another.